Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
And welcome to the third episode of the Real Talking Podcast with me, Ash, and Jayadi. And the third episode is a really special episode. It's Jayadi's birthday, so I'm going to jump straight into it. I've got you some gifts for you.
I thought it'd be
here for content purposes to give you a.
Yeah, considering it's my birthday tomorrow. So
that's
yeah.
It. The big three four. So have a look through them.
Go for audio listeners only. We've got a very. Colourful Pokemon bag, Pikachu, Meow, Shitmon, Charmander, Squirtle, no Bulbasaur.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, on the other side,
was
at
the
Eevee
front.
As well, and the Snorlax.
Also, on the talk of Pokemon, Bulbasaur is a really underrated starter. Just saying.
I think fucking all of them, the original three anyway, are underrated.
Yeah.
And I saw someone the other day with fucking someone overrating Charizard, and all, nah, fucking don't rate him.
Nah.
Nah, he's fucking the goat for a reason. Right,
so I'll hold it. You start digging them out. So
we've got some Beyblades.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking about Beyblades the other day as well. Fucking, look at that. Fucking little ball bearings in there, isn't it?
That's it.
Fucking hell.
Have a little go then, mate.
Crap,
yeah.
Fucking bang now, that kid. Fucking sweet.
And then.
What else we got?
So yeah, so he got a pair of socks with Alfie, which is my dog's face all over him.
Right,
that's the last one.
So it's a fleece of sorts. More so throw over. Oh Jesus.
Now describe what's on the
first
jar.
We've got a lot of Alfie. Got a picture of two of my favourite ladies. My wife and yours. More Alfie. And a picture
of 10 years ago. That was like 10 years ago that one was.
Back when I had short hair. Look how short your hair is as well, man. Jesus.
The short beard.
No beard.
No beard. No, you might as well shave that off then.
Why are you throwing up gang signs as well?
Why are you? Why are we both?
I think one of us just lost the ball. What it looks to be fair.
Did I win then?
I think that's what it must be. I'm doing an owl. You're doing a dummy.
Oh, and one last thing. The card.
We've got a card as well. Yeah. Recycled paper.
Otherwise, yeah.
Little Funk Pop Green Ranger, even though it's black and white. But yeah. Happy birthday, have a great day, lots of love. Ash and Kay and Alfie.
Yeah. Now I know the Alfie socks rank above your favourite presents already you've ever received. But what would be the best present you've ever received?
I'd pr- probably say, even though it's not something that you can use in that really, it was a present from my dad's, well, a good few years ago now. It was the last time Man United actually won something important. It was the Champions League. And so I think there was only 200 of them made, where it's like in a proper decoration box. And then, so it's the Champions League's final top with all the embroidery and everything, and an official match programme all signed and that as well. I'd say that's probably the best.
Has he got your name on the back, or has he got
there's no players on the back.
I just say it's Champions.
Yeah, so it was when we won the Champions League final 2008. So I'd say that's probably the best one, really. In general, I mean, you can always go down the line of, like, I remember the first Sky Electric set that I got, and, you know, endless Pokemon games and other games and that over the years. Of a normal sort of a present, and yeah, that would probably be the best one I reckon I've received. Probably the best thing my dad's ever got me. Other than siblings. It's strange now. So, I mean, I know it's tomorrow, but 34.
And as I said, that picture on the fleece 10 years ago.
How it flows, man. How it flows.
It's strange.
I still feel like it's only, you know, a handful of years ago since we left school.
Yeah.
We've still got that sort of mindset, really. I mean, I look at other people around our age and I think, yeah, that's a grown man. And I think, hang on, fucking so am I.
That's true.
It's weird. Absolutely weird.
Well, it is weird because I look back on that picture and sometimes I feel like, oh, it wasn't long ago. And then sometimes I think, fuck, that was ages ago now.
Yeah.
Like, you know, without going too interstellar on people. Yeah.
I know, it's fucking crazy. Yeah, I mean, so 10 years ago.
24.
I think.
Going on 24.
Yeah, not long.
No beard.
Well, yeah, just gruff, bump up.
No jars.
Nah, more jars back then. Fucking hell. Can't handle them these days. I'd not long sort of the little bit of the career shift. Even though I was still doing the sparking, it was probably done about a year or two with the kitchen and the bathroom work and all that then.
Yeah,
to think where it is now, all the skills and that I've got behind me, it's mad to think, really, because all I thought when I first left school was that I'd just be wiring people's houses for the rest of my life, and now doing everything that I do. It's quite an achievement, really.
Yeah, it's hard to think the JID of 10 years ago would get really excited over slim fit Henry Hoover.
I know. That's what I treated myself to the other day.
It is a good vacuum.
A new little Henry Quick cordless vacuum, £250, but it is good. And you know it's good because when the missus is smiling with it in her hand, the vacuum, nothing else, then you know it's a good purchase.
Yeah. Other vacuums are available.
But if Henry do want to sponsor us, then you know, just drop an email to realtalkingpod@gmail.com and I'm sure we can arrange something for there. But speaking of, anyway, if anyone's got any questions that they do want to send in or just emails about anything, send them over to that email address. And then all the social medias on the Real Talking Pod with Ash and JD as well.
Yeah, literally anything big or small, you know, stupid or like serious. Just if you want us to talk about it or get us to give us our opinion on it, just anything. Nothing's too small, nothing's too big.
That's what she said. But even if you just want to send a message, just saying hello or whatever, just feel free. So I think we should get it out in the open. More rant of the week this time. Because as much as I enjoy walking the dog, it's always a bit of a chore when you have to pick up the poo. But you get used to it, you know, it's part and parcel of having a dog.
I mean, especially your dog, because you need a black bag to pick up that mess.
Well, normally he does it in stages. He'll do one, and then 4 minutes later he'll do another. So, but it doesn't help. He's got little hands, so it does seem a lot bigger than what it is. But what cracks me up is that by mine, I've got a few farms and that around, and they like to walk the horses. Well, ride the horses around, and it always cracks me up because they don't pick up. And it's just trotted all over the place, and people are walking through it and everything. So why do we have to pick up the dog food, but the horse owners don't have to come back and pick it up afterwards? Now, I know it's a bit of an inconvenience trying to get off the horse and pick up fucking
shovel
shit
it up,
and that.
Shovel it up.
But, you know, if I don't pick it up, I'm going to get a fine. So why don't they get fined? Surely there should be some sort of a licensing. I can't expect a horse to have a license plate on the back of them, but, you know, they should have like an ID badge or something that the owners have to have, and if they get caught not
like
picking
on
it up, yeah, then, you know, they should get a fine, because it's fucking annoying. It doesn't help. Dogs like the smell of it, instead of trying to drag you over to it and that anyway, but yeah, it's just so frustrating. There's literally piles and piles around the corner, all on the park, and it's all just fucking, just don't bring them through.
Yeah.
It's so fucking annoying. But that's the little rant over anyway.
I remember when my mum and dad had a dog, and we used to take it over the park. He used to roll in cow shit. I never understood why he used to do
it. It's the scent.
Yeah.
Same as like the fox poo and that as well, because to the dogs, it's like perfume.
Oh.
And because they love the smell of it, so that's what they're doing. They're rubbing the fur in it so they can, you know, expel the smell around, because they think that it's, of course, wearing a bit of bloody millionaire and whatever.
I used to hate it when he used to do it, the dog. He used to drive me nuts, because I know he had to sit on my lap in the back of the car. I was still just stinking of cow shit.
And then they hate it because they have to get washed and over.
Yeah. But one thing, though, I feel like you appreciate dogs, especially when it's your own dogs, more when you're older and they're your dogs. Because I remember the family dog. I loved them. But, like, not as much as I feel like I loved my dog. But obviously, because it's my dog. And because, you know, I couldn't imagine life without having a dog now.
Oh, no, yeah.
No.
I think, so when you're a kid and like, your parents have got a dog.
Yeah, and they used to force you to walk up.
Yeah, I think it's because it's like you're a sibling. Like, they're your little brother or sister and whatever. And so the same as your normal brothers and sisters, it's like, for fuck's sake, I don't want to deal with these. Because they're getting just as much, and if not more, love and attention you're getting. Whereas when you get your own, well, that's your child now, as we fucking do anyway.
I don't know if you remember, but obviously going back, there used to be a lot more stray dogs than there are now. That's why I think I used to hate it, because we used to walk around the dog around the block, and there used to be like two or three stray dogs, or like just with no owners or whatever.
Yeah.
So now it was really like, because you don't know how to act when you're a kid then, especially when there was big dogs and you had like little dogs.
What was it? Jock and Scrappy, was it?
Jock and Scrappy, yeah, West Island Terriers. Yeah. Jock lived to about 14.
Yeah, he was a good age,
wasn't
he? Yeah. But, I couldn't live without one. You know, obviously my old one passed summertime of 2021, and that was a horrible couple of months until I got this spaz. It was just, you feel empty, and the first week or so, I still got up in the mornings and went out for me walks, but you soon get over it, because it's like, well, why am I doing it? I'm just, I've got no physical reason other than just getting out of the house. And it is hard, but yeah, it's the way obviously it makes the home, having a dog. You know, fuck cats, they're shit. you gotta have a dog. But you've got to make sure you've got the time.
Yeah, and I think you've got to have the right dog for your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I couldn't express enough, like, in the right dog at the right time, how life-changing it is. I know it's hard work, picking up the dog shit. You know, you've got to cater for them when you go away. You want to make sure they're all right. You know, but I couldn't do without him, though.
Nah,
I don't even like thinking it.
Well, they're always happy to see you, aren't they?
Yeah, that's that unconditional love.
Yeah.
That, for me, just loving, mate. Yeah.
So, I've got a bit of a different one for you, because I know that we've never spoken about it, but have you heard anything, or do you know what the Mandela effect is?
Yeah, it's where you think So another scary movie one was like, where in your head, when you think about it, you think he goes, take my strong hand, but he doesn't, he just goes, take my hand.
Yep.
Yeah.
Similar to Deja Vu in a sense in that as well, but yeah, I keep seeing a lot of them lately, and there's a few conspiracies going out, but the main one I've seen floating around is down to that Hadron Collider, where it's, I don't know, it's in Switzerland or something. It was set up a couple of years ago.
Okay.
So it's like a big tube, and they threw some atoms around,
okay,
essentially to collide and
to start like a mini Big Bang.
Yeah, to do the research to try and understand how the universe created. So what they think is that as these God particles being created, that's what splits the multiverse, and so we're experiencing things from the old Earth, but this new Earth that we've split into has written things differently slightly.
Yeah.
And so there was another one that I saw the other day, and it was your heart position. So when we was in school, you know, in the crappy science lessons, where did you remember the heart being?
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes, no editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
Your arm?
It's not that he was in your arm.
Nah, it was on your left side of your chest.
Yeah, and then when you used to see, like on the TV or something, someone's having a heart attack, they'd grab the left hand side.
Yeah. Kind of like underneath their armpit, that used to like.
Yeah, but now, apparently, it's in the middle of the chest.
Yeah, where your chest splits. Yeah.
Where the rib cage. That's baffling. And then the kidneys are in different positions, they're almost like underneath the rib cage and this and that. And then there was another one. So think of the song Michael Jackson, Smooth Criminal. And so when you got the chorus beat, it's like, you've been hit by, you've been struck by a smooth criminal. Mm-hmm. But it's not.
No.
So it's you've been hit by. You've been hit by a smooth criminal.
It's kind of like, is it S Clubs or Steps that have done that Reach for the Stars? I mean, the same magnitude of artists.
Yeah, you know.
It's not Reach Up for the Stars. It's Reach for the Stars. There's no up in it.
See, I didn't think there was an up in it. So maybe that's me.
Yeah.
With the new Mandela.
Was that Steps or S Clubs?
It was S Club, wasn't it? It was while we was in primary school anyway, it was that long ago. Yeah, it's mad how there's things like that. Could you imagine it, literally, if it was something like that, where...
I think it's what your brain wants, like how we remember stuff in a certain way. So the strong hand, going back to Scary Movie, because I think in the movie he just say, my strong hand, but not at that part of the scene.
Yeah.
So I think just your brain just trying to connect it all back together, and when you think of Scary Movie, you think of the geezer, the caretaker with the strong hand, and
mashing the potatoes.
Yeah. So I think it's how your brain wants you to remember it or think about it.
But the fact that there's so many people that have the same memory of it, essentially, it's strange to think that it's because everyone is relating it the same in their heads, but really, it's all wrong. Strange. But I've seen, this is quite a while ago now, I don't know what the book's called now, but then now it's spelled another way. The I don't know if it's the title or the author. And there was even one chap that I saw, he's holding the book, and he's all, yeah, see, it's spelled that way. And then, without any editing, any cutting on the video, he's holding his phone or the camera, and he walks into his bedroom, or whatever other room, and you see the total change. And it's just, like, one letter switched around or something.
And it's not how the book was meant to be.
No, it's not like one of them folding pictures that moves around. Yeah. It's literally just the book cover, and he walks into another room, and it's just you see it, look. So, seed, SWD, and then it would change to SEAD. It wasn't that exactly, but it was like that. Literally, he just walks through, and it swaps over. It's weird.
I think anything unexplained is like really like interesting, because like a lot of people just like to know facts.
Yeah.
So anything where it's a bit mysterious, it like just gets people's attention more.
But it's all, I think back, it's not happened for a long time, and that's what I think back. Amount of times I've had like a tennis ball or something, and then I've thrown it inside the house, and I'm like, oh, it's gone under the sofa. And then you try and look for it, it's just disappeared. Where's it gone? Well, where's this portal that it's disappeared into? And then you never find it.
A black hole.
I mean, the main culprits for that. The washing machines. Where do all the socks go? I've opened up my washing machine and there's no socks in there. So what's with it? Where's these magic holes that have just disappeared to?
There's nothing worse that I can imagine in life than having socks that don't pair up. Oh.
Mate, it cracks me up.
Oh, damn.
So for Christmas I'd got some new socks, as always. And
I don't know where you got some more now.
I know, yeah. I'm wearing them tomorrow. On my actual birthday. Well, I got some new ones, and they're the same pattern as some of my old ones. So they're just black, and then around the heel they've got like a yellow line. So I've got to make sure that when I'm pairing them back up, that I've got the crisper ones and then the slightly worn out ones because they're only like a year old.
Yeah.
But I've done it a few times where I've not paired them up right, and then I'll put them on, and you can just feel the difference in the cushion.
You've got to do that, because with the gym, I get my socks from Sports Direct. Adidas. I think the two pairs for £7.
Mm-hmm.
So like the newer pairs, you've got to match together. You can't have an old scruffy Adidas one with like a new fresh one. It's gonna no, you just there's just some things in life that you just can't do, and that's just that's just one of them.
Yeah. Well, sticking on the kind of conspiracy sort of theme, have you seen any of the new program on Netflix, Agent Elvis?
No.
To be fair, it's a good little cartoon, so it's just a cartoon. But Matthew McConaughey is Elvis, like, he's the voice of Elvis. Johnny Knoxville's the voice of his mate and this and that. And essentially, he's a spy for whatever organisation it is. So he does this and that. Like, I won't spoil anything for anyone that's not seen it yet, but kind of relates to the theory that Elvis was like a secret agent, a spy of sorts, and that he actually didn't die of a heart attack chewing on a sandwich on his toilet,
because
that he was assassinated. So it's quite a nice little sort of like wink at it, is that that's how his life was. I mean, the season finale, the end of it, is just bullshit. But when you're just watching it in general, like, some of his songs are playing in the back, and it just makes you think, he had some quality tunes.
Yeah.
And, I did do it afterwards. I sat there listening to some of his greatest hits while I was
Get some of the tunes playing.
Yeah. What would you think your favourite Elvis song is?
Oh. Love Me Tender.
Banger. Banger.
He's got a few though, isn't he?
Yeah.
Devil in Disguise. Get Her. He's got a few actually.
It's hard to
He's got a few it? Actually, because he had that old album, Elvis number ones in a gold case. I remember that. Oh, he's got a few. And he's got that in Chicago. In the ghetto. Yeah, I said that one. And also, he's got a few. But going back to conspiracies, what would be your conspiracy theory that's like you think you were convinced that happened? Because there's a few out there, especially in a world now where everything's conspiracy. But what would be the one where he's like, you can't tell me that's what happened.
Well, I'll have a think of one of those. Well, I'm just rambling on for a minute, but one that I feel strongly for at the moment these days is that when you see the cones on the sides of the roads and in the streets and that, but you never see any work going on, I think it's just because they've got nowhere to store all the cones and the barriers. So they just plant them out on the streets just to make you think, oh yeah, there's got to be some roadworks going on. There isn't, it's just because they've got nowhere to stick anything.
Also, going before, let's go, you speak about roadworks. Why do they want to do roadworks at like 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday? Why don't they just do it like on a Sunday? Like, you know, when it's just like a little...
Yeah, when
quick,
it's quiet.
Just quick, like, get it done, get it
yeah.
Like, you know, pay them the double pay, whatever they need to be. It's always prime time traffic.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll throw some cones up here, throw like four-way lights here. Yeah, that ain't going to cause too much traffic. Like, who looks at a map and go, that's a brilliant idea that is. Monday to Wednesday, we'll close this road. Just so fucking...
And it always drags on longer than it should do.
Oh, always. Yeah, when it, I love when they have the signs, work starts here, it's like this day to this day.
Yeah.
And when this date's finished and they're still doing, the sign gets flipped down.
Yeah, just folded it
just,
off.
Yeah, like literally just
from. When you see them fucking, they'll just use the spray paint over
yeah.
It, or they'll remake the date.
That's
stuff.
Yeah, they just change or flip
yeah,
it down.
Fucking, they're idiots. I mean, we're going to have to get our lazy bum mate, Leslie, on one day and ask him.
Why does he do it?
Yeah, why did they just fucking, just make out that they've got shit to do and all stand around in a hole doing nothing? Why not just get the job done, get it finished?
Yeah, I think about Leslie, I've always, because Leslie's one of these characters you won't believe him till you see him and his personality, and I've always wanted to watch Leslie in Big Brother, because I've always, or show like that, because
yeah.
I always thought, I can't imagine what he does when no one's around. Like, I don't know how his brain works. Like,
yeah, it'd be interesting to see what he's like.
I mean, he's grew up now a little bit, but like, I remember every week he was like Rubik's Cube 1 week, then he was like another thing 1 week. He's like,
but when he had that little flat, yeah.
With the piranhas?
Yeah, with the piranhas that ate themselves.
Yeah, but one was still alive.
Yeah, half eaten, still swimming around. He got a keyboard and he was learning that, wasn't he?
He still does play the piano to a degree. I know he had that really nice piano.
Yeah, yeah. And then, wasn't he on about doing some flying lessons recently?
Ooh.
It might have just been something that he
I remember
said in a conversation that he thinks he might do.
I remember when I did a skydive with Leslie. And Leslie's someone who, when he does something, it has to be like the best version of that. So we're on the plane, anyone who's done a skydive will know, like, you sit in front of someone, they sit behind you, then as you're about to come off the plane, they rock you, and so the momentum pulls you out the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the geezer just before said, how do you want to do it? And I was just do it normal, you know, just normal enough is good for me. But I remember Leslie telling his, I don't know, instructor, I don't know what you'd call him, it's like, you know, because you have
yeah,
to have someone with you so you can do it on your own,
yeah.
So it's family jumps. I want to be flipping, I want to be doing somersaults. So Leslie's went out before me. So as I've went out, I've looked to my left and all I've seen Leslie doing it, these mad somersaults in the end, like you know, like the Power Rangers movie.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Straight out the plane.
Like if he had like a snowboard, whatever, why he had, I don't know, why did he have a snowboard in
that
movie?
Because it's on grass as well.
there's no, like, I've never seen no one else skydive with a snowboard.
I know.
Like, if he landed on snow, I get it.
Yeah.
The purpose,
but
he landed it, he'd done it.
The way he has to hit the bang on in the
yeah,
centre
yeah.
of the target. Like,
and
all of them just going to come running
yeah,
and start, woo, yeah.
And in that movie, they all had to say some cheesy.
Yeah.
Why
are they all rollerblading around the town as well?
Yeah, with all the protective gear on as well.
And I don't get why. Look, throughout the whole of the programme, the original first few seasons, Angel Grove is just this small town. But when it comes to the movie, it was like the middle of New York.
Yeah.
Fucking stupid.
Yeah, that town got destroyed so many times.
Yeah, still one of the best films ever.
I liked the recently, recently made. One, I think, was like 6 years ago. What's that recently? About 6 years ago.
Film?
Yeah, the Power Rangers film.
I can't believe I haven't seen it, sir.
Yeah,
I know they do specials every couple of years where they bring back a load of Rangers.
No, I'm trying to think who's in it. You got the kid from Stranger Things.
Oh, sorry, you're on about the actual remake.
Yeah. Because I already liked that. I don't think, I always thought there'd be like a second one to it.
There was meant to have been, but I don't know what happened to it.
Because it ended with like them throwing a piece of paper, and I'm sure Tommy, well, catched it and you did, and you assumed it was Tommy or something like
that. Yeah, it was who was going to be the Green Ranger.
Or White Ranger.
No, it was going to be the Green.
Was
it? Obviously, Brita, in the film, she had the Green Ranger powers.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And then it was the toss at the end. And because I think they were wearing like a green and black tartan shirt.
Yeah, I think you're right,
As they were caught, it was caught by the locker.
Well, obviously, we went a little bit off topic there.
Yeah.
And then some more. So going back to conspiracy theories. Well, besides the comb one, obviously that is an important one.
Yeah.
What would be the one that sticks out to you?
I think, not that I believe in it, but flat earth. With all these flat earthers out there saying all the, I mean, there's like 100 odd different maps of how earth is flat, and like all these outer layers with other like continents and this and that.
If the earth was flat, where would the border go?
But that's what they're, like, one of their reasons is because it's flat, that's why the water doesn't go off and just float away in space. Because
then why would
gravity's holding it.
Yeah, I was going to say, but then everything would just flow.
I know. Literally, there's holes all over the fucking flat earth theories. But it's, the way I see it is, why? Why would they lie? There's no reason to fucking lie. And why is earth flat, but the other planets aren't? I just don't get it. It's just a fucking stupid conspiracy. I really don't know why. Now, fair enough, Neil Armstrong and all that probably didn't go to the moon, but
you don't think they did?
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
I don't know, because again, when you watch all the little documentaries of the, it was all faked and this and that, you can see why it's believable that it didn't actually happen.
Your mobile phone now has got more technology in it than the space shuttle that will obviously end up going.
Again, because I think they've done it. And now we've got better technology, why don't we keep doing it? Surely there's a lot of things that can be discovered up there. But still, it's like, I just don't see why they'd have to lie. Because it was believed to be flat originally. I think it even says in the Bible that the Earth's flat somewhere. So why would they go from saying, no, it's not flat, it's actually a sphere, almost egg-shaped,
so, Neil, I can't fancy
Neil deGrasse Tyson. Yeah.
How good is he?
He's great.
I could listen to him all day.
I was flicking through YouTube earlier. His new podcast he's got out, a new episode rather. I want to listen to that as well. I don't listen to many of them, but he's quality. Just a smart bastard. I think it makes it better because we're thick. In general, looking more street smart than anything. But
he just seems to know everything about space, time.
And he it can really translate to putty.
You can understand.
We can. I'll just listen to it. It's like, just get lost into it. Oh shit, that's interesting. Mm. Oh fuck, that's how that works. And because there was one again relating with the flat earth theory. So someone give him a beach ball of the earth, basically. So it was an inflatable earth globe. And so remember a few years ago when that chap fucking went up on the balloon for Red Bull, whatever.
Oh, and he'd done the
So what he was saying was, if this was the actual size of the earth, that lad was 2 millimeters off the surface of this ball that he's got. So when you see the footage of his head camera, whatever it is, or the camera on the balloon, and you can see the curve.
Well,
that's photoshopped. That's bullshit. Because he's that close to the earth, you wouldn't actually see the curve. You'd still just see it as flat.
But then why lie though? Why would...
So what I think, because that's one of the things that I've seen with, they've said it's photoshopped then, because obviously it wouldn't be that curved. I think he's used one of them 360 cameras, and then they've merged it together, essentially.
Yeah.
That's what I think they've done, but I ain't watched it enough to actually see how it's edited properly. And again, it's probably because they just want to try and shove one down to the flat earth and say, oh no, look, it's definitely curved. But I just don't see why they'd lie. If you fucking prove that it's round already, and then if it was to somehow be found that it is flat, what would NASA and that block? We're going to keep this fucking rouse up. It's still round. If it was figured out to be flat, then it's flat.
Have you heard the conspiracy of why they haven't been to the moon for so long?
I probably have. Again, I've heard fucking that many.
So the dark side of the moon, apparently, they've encountered extraterrestrials. And
there's a whole base there.
Yeah, they've said, basically, fuck off.
Mm.
And that's why. But there's conspiracy theories and everything. Hitler, did he die? Did he go to Argentina?
Yeah.
There's that one. That one I believe actually did happen. That's the one, if I was to say that happened. He got out. Got to Spain. Got to Argentina, lived there.
Yeah, you wouldn't blame him.
Because Moscow have never released his body to be examined to anyone else.
Yeah, I think it says that they just cremated it or something straight away, didn't they?
They've done tests on it, said he was, and I'm not sure if they did cremate, but they let no one else inspect the body.
Mm.
Because they reckon, Putin now, he had body doubles, so they reckon he was just a body double.
I've seen it. They reckon he died years ago. But then again, they reckon he's got dementia and this and that, and that's why fucking he doesn't know what he's doing. Who knows all that's bullshit.
Because I've seen one where he was in Ukraine, but apparently everyone's saying that's a body double because his nose was a bit different. Looks similar, don't get me wrong, but obviously his curvature of his face was just a bit different at the bottom around his chin area.
Well, speaking of chin areas, have you seen what Liam Payne has done? One Direction Liam, that used to be with Cheryl.
No.
Mate. So I actually have got a picture of it. For anyone
home. What do you mean?
You'll see the picture. For anyone at home that doesn't know, Liam Payne from One Direction, he's had a jaw realignment, surgery, whatever it is.
For what?
I don't know. Look at the state of it.
It just brought this.
It's like he's tried to Ken-doll
it like
or something.
Yeah, it looks like a puppet.
Yeah, and even one of the pictures, it's like he's fucking duck arsing, with the pout and the lips. It's just fucking ridiculous, man. It doesn't look good whatsoever.
There's nothing wrong with him before, to even think, but.
It's just ridiculous.
It's mad what.
It's full on square red now, isn't it?
It's really mad what people really think of themselves, isn't it? To think, that isn't good enough.
Oh, no.
I've got to do this.
And a good picture of him.
No,
he's miserable as fuck.
Yeah.
Frowning and that.
But bless him, he got rid of his beard to show it off as well.
I know. But he looks like the fucking doll from Team America.
He does, yeah.
Because of the way he's got his curtains and that there. His square door fucking... It's just fucking horrible, isn't he? But again, it's money and all that. It's fucking gone to his head, and he's thought, I need to change fucking. So
viral ever, maybe. Or what?
Probably is.
But wouldn't that affect his singing ability? You would have thought so.
I don't think he's done much singing like that, has he?
But he's, but that's his,
you'd imagine he would do
that's
something.
His job, Jack.
Yeah. I really don't know what he does these days. I haven't heard of him. I know Niall Horan's still doing stuff. Obviously, Harry's doing his weird stuff all the time. I've only heard a few songs of his newer stuff.
What does he dress like a girl now?
I don't know.
Because I've seen a picture of him and he's wearing like.
Yeah, he's obviously wearing a full sundress and all that, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, he's doing no harm with that, really, is he? He's, as far as I know, he's not claiming to be anything else. He's just dressing fucking whatever he wants.
He's always been a bit. He always seems to come across like that, hasn't he? Even
not weird, eccentric.
That's the word. Like Russell Brand, any? Less cocaine.
Probably less sex as well.
I don't know about that, actually. Probably more sex, less cocaine.
Well, yeah, these days anyway, because he obviously did have a. I don't know why it was a problem, but yeah, he thought it was. That's why he went through therapy and sessions and stuff. God. Would shag everything. I don't know. Fucking Putin. Whether it is him or not, I don't know. Either way, it's still some Russian that's just being told what to do by the powers that be. Because it is just going to the way. So if it does actually happen to a war or fucking whatever, you know, all these banks are collapsing at the moment. It's just going to be that there's one universal currency and fucking world order.
But
everything.
Isn't that another conspiracy theory?
Well, it would be, but.
But like, that's just one person's opinion on something, really, and just snowballed. Like, why would that make everything?
Because it's an easy way for them to control everything, isn't it? If everyone's under one currency, one bank. Then they can easily just a flick of the switch.
But who's controlling who?
It's just the Illuminati, isn't it?
Exactly.
It's the Illuminati.
See what I'm saying?
I think it's just all of the main heads, you know, so the president and fucking whichever prime minister's in power of us at the moment.
I can't see that.
I think they just all sit there and let's just fucking do it.
From my point of view, I can't imagine ringing the other one and go, I've got an idea, and someone goes, all right then, son, we'll do that. And then them telling someone else, tell something, they're all like, yeah, brilliant idea.
Yeah, but have you not seen it where, because Trump's going round, he's doing his fucking, due diligence, ready to get elected again for next term. And there was the clip the other day, he said, when I'll get elected again, I'll ring up Putin and I'll ring up whoever the other one is.
The Chinese.
Ukraine. The president of Ukraine.
The Lynx Seal, someone like that, isn't it?
Yeah, so I'll ring him up and I'll have it all finished in a day. There'll be no war. I'll just tell him this is how it's going to be. And then that's it, war's over. And so I think that's him half hinting, putting it out there. It's basically just saying, we're all friends, really. Just doing it because we can.
I'm getting it because I know he would act rather than he wouldn't react, he would act. So if he was in charge, there's no way Russia would have invaded Ukraine with Donald Trump because he would not have had that.
No,
and that's why I think he thinks if he comes back, if he says, look, I'm going to do this. You know he's probably going to do it as well.
I reckon he was dying to do it before, weren't he, really? Just imagine him sitting in the office, like, oh, that's the red button. Or pretending to sleep and press it and stuff. Just having a laugh. Looking with his cheeseburgers and that around him. He's fake tan.
That fake tan. You don't need to be fake tan in the 70s.
I know, man. Fucking ridiculous. Yeah, so I think we've... Trump and all that being friends, I've got a fucking issue with noisy neighbours, and they're not my friends. So, the fucking kids are running around all night, looking up until like 12, 1 o'clock sometimes, and these are children. Mm. They're literally just fucking like 5, 6 years old.
Yeah.
So I don't know why the fucking parents aren't letting them go to bed. Just fucking stupid.
I think one of the days where you used to have a bedtime. I think everyone had a bedtime too, or at least you had to be in your room and be quiet by a certain time.
Yeah. Fucking, I had no choice. Well, what was it? My dad's on a weekend, it was like, oh yeah, you're going to bed now. Fucking, and that was it. In bed, fucking don't do nothing. So remember the one house, 143, right on the roundabout, there was the track there.
Yeah.
Remember the one night fucking going to bed there. I never liked it in that house. I always felt like there was a presence or something there.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it weren't even that late really, look. But, you know, it's dark outside. And the bedroom that I was in, it was right next to the tracks, and there was all that, the trees and all that next to us and that, weren't there? And I remember just looking out the window. And remember on fucking, I can't think of the name of the film now, but where it was like a stick man. Literally out of sticks.
Yeah.
You turn around and it was the fucking, what was the film now? They'd made it on the camera. The fucking, they were in the woods and stuff.
Blair Witch Project,
that was it, yeah. So fucking, well, she's turned around and there's just the fucking stickman fucking up there. Well, I've looked out the window and that was it. There was a fucking, the way the tree branches had lined up, it was the stickman. I fucking lay there for hours. I just couldn't sleep because I was just scared then, man. Fucking, absolutely hated it. I don't see what the fucking, they have to be so noisy all the time, because it's not just the kids running around at stupid o'clock. The other week, fucking Sunday afternoon, well, night time, it was literally like 8:30, and the banging around, fucking, like the slamming the doors and that. You could hear them bouncing up and down the stairs. And then it wasn't a vacuum. Different noise. It sounded like, you know, a noisy blender.
Mm.
Fucking.
Well, someone was making a smoothie.
Yeah, but like fucking, they put a bag of nails in it instead of fucking food. And I mean, it was that loud. It woke the missus up because she'd already fucking fell asleep. And I was fucking 5 minutes away from going down and banging on the door. It's just so fucking annoying. I mean, you're fortunate enough, really. Your neighbours aren't too noisy, apart from when they're having an argument or something on the doorstep.
Yeah.
And then on the other side, you got fucking Ric Flair, the dog. Fucking, woo! But it's, there's no fucking courtesy with people in general these days, is there? You know, you never used to really have stuff like that. Not necessarily when we were kids, more so before our time. But it's just, there's no respect with most people in general now, is there? They just don't give a shit. They just do whatever they want and fucking, they just carry on. It's, idiots.
I mean, for me, I always remember my neighbours arguing, like in the streets and everything. So, like for me,
yeah. But you basically grew up from fucking Coronation Street, didn't you? All the dramas. You had a paedophile on your fucking road. Fucking the biscuit families, fucking every other door away. Fucking Baron. Oh God.
Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Pac-Man.
And then literally, Nan and Grandad straight across the road as well.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Yeah, you had it all.
It was literally just all in, you used to play football on the island, it was all in that. So like,
just all in the Grove anyway.
But like in terms of arguments though, I remember like, so like now, as I'm getting older, there's less noise.
Less chaos,
Yeah. Definitely. So like for me, it's quite, I think it's pretty quiet from my point of view, but I couldn't be dealing with what you're dealing with, mate.
But it's the one side, it's golden, because literally, fucking, you don't hear anything from them. You know, they're an older couple, and it's sweet. It's just that side. I mean, even down to fucking, he's got a Nissan Swift. So it's only a small car, they're not big engines or anything.
Mm.
And with our drivers, there's a little bit of a slant, isn't there? And he revs the bollocks out of it, getting it off the drive and on the drive. I'm like, how can you make so much noise? Fucking, it's just ridiculous. I don't know what's. I don't even think it works.
And that's the thing with neighbours. You don't want to argue with them, because it's at the end of the day you've got to live there.
Yeah, you don't want
to. And you don't want to like, you don't, why do you keep fucking revving your car on this fucking
dry. Like, it's,
well, I did it with the old ones before. So I don't know the girl's name, probably should have done, but she lived there, and then the lad who was her baby's dad, he'd come around from time to time. Now, I knew him from the pub when we was living there. And he'd do it sometimes like fucking 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. He'd be sitting outside in his car because he had a new one every couple of weeks because of the games that he fucking played with what he was selling and all that. And fucking the one morning, I think it was a Sunday morning. It was definitely weekend anyway, so I weren't going out to work. And he's sitting there. Now, fair enough, I'm up early anyway, I'm up at 4 o'clock, fucking. But I'm trying to enjoy my cup of tea. He's outside, music blasting, revving his engine. But why are you revving your engine for starters when you're stationary?
Yeah.
And look, he's a big fucking lad, fucking. I can't remember his name, I don't know if it was Nathan or something. But I've gone out, I've tapped the window, and he's just up to me. I went, turn it off or fuck off. He's like, what? I went, mate, look at the fucking time. Turn the engine off or fuck off. I mean, if he would have got out of the car, he definitely would have smashed me up because he hung around with all them fucking crew and that, so he could have easily fucking got some others around to film me in as well. But yeah, he fucking just pulled off the drive and fucking well spin down the road and all that. Like, thank fuck for that. I only fucking enjoy my cup of tea. I don't like to fucking cause any dramas or anything, but I had to, man. Fucking, I say, it was like fucking 4:30 on a fucking Sunday morning or something. There's just no need for it. But the amount of times he'd come round and fucking boot the fucking door in just so he could fucking get in. Because they weren't together, but, you know, he'd fucking be out on a session, come back and try and fucking have his way with her. And the amount of times he was fucking, he'd beat her up and all that as well. Because one time I was at work and he was fucking booting in the door and that. So her and the kids hopped over and fucking came into ours.
Yeah, I remember you saying.
Well, you only remember it because fucking the kids ate my biscuits. Left two as well though. Why just leave 2 biscuits?
Just finish them off.
Yeah, finish the pack off, man.
So they didn't want to say. Why do you want the rubbish?
Yeah, it's just fucking
they didn't
stupid,
want to do your dirty, didn't they?
I didn't even eat them.
When did you put your hand in? No.
What? No, but it wasn't even that. It was left on my fucking chair.
Yeah,
it's
purposely done that
each way. Oh, fuck. I didn't even eat them. I just chucked them in.
Came into your house, took your biscuits.
Yeah.
Left two. What was they? Bourbon?
The Wild of Bourbon Creams, yeah. Fucking. No care, they're only 40p a pack. It's just out of principle. Fucking grease, man. Eating my biscuits, man. God. But yeah, so. I'll tell a neighbour if I have to, but yeah, I just can't be arsed. Fucking, it's just, there's no need for fucking being noisy in that.
Yeah, there's no courtesies there.
Nah, they're just
especially when it's happening consistently.
It is consistent, fucking. So I don't think it works. I've never seen his wife out of the house. It's just fucking every now and again I'll see her fucking put the bin out. So she definitely doesn't work. I know it's fucking a rented property, but still. Know, surely they should do a bit of a background check to make sure that they're not going to take the piss. Hate to see what it's fucking like on the inside.
Could be spotless, mate.
I'll douse it, mate. I'll douse it.
Could be pristine, you know.
Look, I remember fucking getting back from walking the dog the one day as well. And he's asking me if I'd drop my torch in his garden. I'm like, nah, mate. I'll use a torch on my phone most of the time. I don't own a torch. He's like, isn't it your torch? No, not my torch. Fucking don't have a torch. Oh, but it was in my garden. I don't know how it's got in your garden, mate. Not my torch. You know, maybe someone from the school behind has thrown it over, or maybe it's the other fucking neighbour. Maybe they've been trying to look for it. Because even if I put my head over the fence, I wouldn't be able to see into his living room because we've got that sort of bell-shaped extension bit, haven't we? About all of them have. So I don't know why he thought it was mine. But nah, mate, not mine. Just keep it. Fucking. And I see him sometimes, he drives from outside of ours, round the corner, to his mate's by the park, which you can walk it in 2 minutes, but he'll drive round there. And then I saw him in the summertime, they were fucking playing cricket in the garage, and I was like, oh God, you've drove from round the corner to play cricket. Fucking just walk it, dude.
Walk, lads.
Fucking kills it, man. Fucking neighbours. I need another fucking drink.
Right.
So record it there. And yeah, just a reminder then, any emails, questions, thoughts on the show or anything, just open ears, send them in. Real Talk Podcast, Gmail, on the Twitter and all that as well. And hopefully you've enjoyed that. It's been another bit of a rambling on, fucking all sorts of random shit again. But that's what we're going to do. You know, until you start sending in questions, asking us, giving us topics that you want us to speak about, you know, I'll probably try and get cancelled from others, some other situation, which, surprisingly, we haven't actually done anything as far as I know this episode. But fuck it. Fuck Sam Smith. He's a prat. There we go, yeah. Cancelled now, then, haven't we, son? Hope you enjoyed it. See you later.